God, I love being old. You're socially irrelevant past the age of 23, and thank goodness for that. Because once you're irrelevant, you are free from shame, care, and close proximity to Lynx Africa. I am 30, purty, and with a back that hurty. And I am exactly where I want to be. With you in my clean, comfy house, ignoring the mess that is outside these walls. Thank you kindly. You are absolutely right. We could be out there talking to people, building relationships, braving the storms, but why would we do any of that when we're in here with pajamas and snacks? And gosh darn motherfucking heated blankets. Adult sleepovers are an exquisite use of free will, and I will not apologize for having them. I do say so, and therefore I say it. Especially when it means I can do this. Shut up and let me love you. Because you're the only person outside my immediate family that I like. Let me smush you. Please. Please, 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 please. Oh, you fussy thing. Oh, I see how it is. When you want a hug, it's fine. But as soon as I want one, now you need space. You are a cat. Probably why I like you so much. Cause cats are great. I mean, they're dicks, but they're also adorable and mercurial, and they know their own mind. And I like them. So it's decided, you are a cat, and I like. Shush and be complimented. For many reasons. Because I want to, and you smell good, and you're not a complete arsehole. And I know, keep it in perspective. Deep down, most people are decent, but my God, why are the arseholes so feckin' vocal? If you're gonna be an arsehole with volume control. But maybe that's the crux to being an arsehole. I'll stop saying arsehole now. Love you. Very much. It's pretty gross, but also kind of sweet. My special brand of affection. You are such a cat. You all get off me and then you give in with the resistance of wet bread. So, can I take from that that hugging me isn't so bad? You are a funny onion. A peculiar potato, a shady shallot. Just to clarify, you're not actually hating this, are you? I was confident, but I remember that predators are often very confident, so I thought it was best to check in. Oh, I'm the worst kind of creep. I demand hugs and verbal confirmation of consent. Gross. Okay. I'm actually okay. I'm not interested in being pacified, thank you. I want to know if you're okay. What does mean? Does it by any chance mean, by the way, I like you too, but I'm very scared to say so. I don't know, why are people scared of polka dots? Why is anybody scared of anything? So are you scared to say you like me? You're gonna need to use some words, please. Grunts only communicate so much. I'm scared too. I know I don't always present that way, but I do get it. It's scary to say how you feel. But in the interest of self-interest, I do. In case you were wondering. Like you, you spammer. And to clarify, yes, I do like you as a friend, but I also like you in the, I would like to kiss your face and maybe, maybe one day, just maybe, work up to holding your hand. I know, it's a long way off, but what do you mean? Oh. But I thought, I thought you liked me. Like that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to read into it then. Wait, so you do like me? Then what's the problem? Hey. My palms are sweaty too. It's okay. Whatever it is, I want to know. So you don't want to have sex? Well, that's okay. I am serious. Oh, God. I don't know what I thought, but I was worried it would be like, you know, oh, I like you, but I think we should just be friends with benefits. Which, by the way, what the hell is the benefit of not getting the emotional care of a partner but being too chicken shit to actually admit that you want a partner? I'm sorry to sidestep, but I fucking hate friends with benefits. Just screw off and say you're together, you morons. Anyway, back to you. So, you're asexual? Well, that's okay. Hey. It's okay. I have a friend who doesn't have sex either. She said it always felt like too much. And I get it to a certain extent. You know, I've had good sex, but I've also had times where I was just like, meh. I don't really even think about it. I mean, I'm not saying I know exactly how you feel, obviously, but I don't think I'm a million miles away. I'm saying, if it's okay with you, it's okay with me. Cause I love you, you turnip. And if we never have sex, then we never have sex. Fine. More than fine. I just want to be with you. And I really hope that doesn't sound overly pathetic, but if it is, then still how I feel. I love you. A lot, and I just want to be with you. It's okay. Can we still hook? And then I'm a happy camper. Sex, I can live without smushing you against me and annoying you. Never. Just to be clear, you're not getting let off the hook. Asexuals have to say they like people too. No, that was bad in sex. I love you too. You turnip. You are nothing if not a root vegetable. Is it okay if I kiss you, or is you gonna have to stop being so cute, or I'm gonna punch myself in the face. This is too much that I'm gonna die. You feckin'. You. Of course I want you. I'd want you if you really turned into a turnip. Thank you for telling me. I like it when you're brave. You don't have to worry about that. My sex drive isn't what you call typical either. I usually go 6 months or so without an itch, and then boom, I'll spend one night masturbating myself into oblivion. It's a great way to go to sleep. Never mind the orgasms, post-nut sleep is quality. Mm. Love you.